Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight tonight.
In the headlines this evening, banks receive hundreds of complaints about payday loan brokers.
I thought it was fraud, but it wasn't. It's in the small print. It didn't say anything up front.
SmileGov collaboration to be discussed by the scrutiny committee.
I've seen nothing in the paper that was presented to the executive that persuades me that there's any benefit in it for the island whatsoever.
And the island landmark that sets a feature on TV. These stories and more coming up on the programme.
The Isle of Wight Tonight with John Weeks.
Good evening and welcome to the Isle of Wight Tonight. Banks say hundreds of people are complaining every day about being charged unexpected fees by payday loan middlemen. RBS even says it's actively working to close down the brokers. Linda was shocked to find her bank accounts had been emptied by two firms, even though they turned down her applications for loans.
I thought it was fraud, but it wasn't. It's in the small print. It didn't say anything up front when I was applying that they charge what they call a search fee. So I was totally out of pocket.
Meanwhile, money expert Roddy Cohn says you should be wary.
A broker, in theory, a good one, will get those rates right down. So actually, they're a very useful service if they're conducted properly. The big issue clearly here is that some of these brokers are operating without conducting themselves in a decent manner.
The Competition and Markets Authorities already announced plans to get tough on brokers.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
A decision on whether or not the Isle of Wight should join a European organisation will be made tonight. Council members have called in the decision because members believed that insufficient evidence had been provided to identify the benefits to the council of participating in the organisation SmileGov. It's an organisation for European islands which aims to share knowledge and resources to make islands more sustainable. Councillor Louisa Hillard believes the Isle of Wight could benefit from joining SmileGov.
If we can get funding for a new interconnector, and we've heard this evening that that cost is estimated at between £25 and £30 million. If we can get that paid for, it means that we can put in a lot more energy generating equipment. We can set up community funded energy projects, and basically it just removes that block, that barrier to growth.
Meanwhile, Councillor Bob Lezard believes the collaboration would not benefit the council.
I've seen nothing in the paper that was presented to the executive that persuades me that there's any benefit in it for the island whatsoever. And when I hear Louisa talking about, oh, we can collaborate with other islands, we can share resources. How on earth are we going to share resources with the islands of Saaremaa and Hjälmar up in the Baltic off the coast of Estonia? It's just nonsense.
Failings in the UK's asylum system have led to a big backlog of cases, with thousands waiting years for a final answer. Barry Weir reports.
On immigration, he has failed.
We inherited the biggest mess this country has ever seen.
While the Labour and Conservative leaders blame each other, those who've applied for asylum wait.
If I go back, I'll be dead.
That man who's gay and from Uganda says he can't return there. In total, 29,000 asylum seekers who say they're fleeing prosecution in their own country have been waiting for years on a final decision to see if they can stay here. Officials are also failing to keep on top of new claims. Inexperienced staff and botched IT upgrades aren't helping.
Barry Weir with the details.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
The government says it'll match donations by the public to a disasters emergency committee appeal to help tackle Ebola. The International Development Secretary says her department will double the first £5 million raised. The DEC appeal will be launched tomorrow. A young woman who's lost her leg to cancer has undergone radical surgery to help her walk again. Surgeons amputated Jordan Moody's thigh and then reattached the bottom part of her leg, creating a new knee joint with her left foot on backwards. Consultant orthopaedic surgeon Lee Jays carried out the procedure. He says it means a prosthetic leg can be attached.
The important thing is that very few people in your life see you without clothes on. And when people see Jordan with Jordan shared lots of pictures today showing her foot, but most of the time she'll be in a skirt or a pair of trousers and she'll just look like she has an ordinary leg.
It's estimated 18,000 tonnes of pumpkin will be wasted this year because people carve them at Halloween and do nothing with the contents. The sustainability charity Hubbub says that's the same weight as 1,500 double-decker buses. It's found that two-fifths of people buy a Halloween pumpkin, but just a third use the insides to cook with.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
A record of just under 1,000 island votes have been made in this year's Make Your Mark Youth Parliament ballot. The national ballot is designed to gather the views of young people across the UK in order to determine what will be discussed by the Youth Parliament. Island Youth MP Will Matthews has praised young islanders for breaking the record number of votes in this year's ballot. The key issues raised by young people on the island include the living wage, exam resets and euthanasia. Speaking on last week's Friday Report with Lucy Morgan, Will gave his opinion on the changes to education on the island.
I moved into high school when all the changes were happening. I was the first year in the new secondary schools, and everything was a bit rushed at the time, but we had really passionate teachers and a really passionate head teacher. And after the first year was a bit chaotic, but after that everything was getting... They knew exactly what they wanted to do. They cared so much for us and did everything they could to help us succeed.
Phone company EE says it's restored full mobile signal on the Isle of Wight. It says essential hardware has been replaced and reset, but it'll keep monitoring service coverage.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally, Ryde Pier will be featured on TV on Sunday. BBC One's Country Farm programme recently filmed at the 200-year-old pier, Britain's oldest, to capture some of the ongoing maintenance to the Grade 2 listed structure. Presenter Matt Baker was joined by Whitelink crew members and project manager Jerry Birch from Trant Engineering. Sunday's episode, to be aired at 6:20 p.m, will also feature interviews with Tony Packer and Vic Scovell from Historic Ryde Society, who will reminisce about days gone by. On our news pages online, find out about the latest firefighter strikes and read more about Ryde Pier on TV. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight tonight. I'm John Weeks.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.